All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Comics Corner. We are back with more Power Rangers, so let's get started. Chapter 12. Somewhere. Amazing. Kia! For you to get this far. Through all of my defenses, my Rangers. It's quite impressive. I don't know who these guys are, but they aren't Rangers. Tommy. No one's called me that in a while. It's interesting. You and I have been fighting this fight for a long time. Back and forth, over and over again. Yet we've never killed one another. Why is that? What do you think is stopping us? A clear line of sight. Ah, ah, ah! No. You and I, we're just too alike. We're fighters. Survivors. Maybe another life. Even more than that. Join me. Let's finish this once and for all. What do you say? I say, I lost my chance to save you a long time ago. Obey! Ah! I had hoped you'd be more open-minded. Thankfully, before she died, Rita taught me how to deal with that. You're just too damn perfect for your own good, Kim. I mean, look at you. This world's made you stronger than you ever were before. Imagine how deadly you'll be now. I am yours to command, my lord. You'll be the most powerful weapon in my arsenal, Kimberly. My Ranger Slayer. Now, we've got bigger things to deal with right now, Jason. They can wait, Dad, right now. Sit down, please. There's something important Mom needs to know. You just have to decide which of us is going to tell her. I'm sorry. What is this? This is not your call. I told you. I know. You don't burden the people you love with your problems. It's not a burden for us to know that you're sad or sick or scared, Dad. That's what family's for. I get it. You grew up differently. You respect privacy and not needing anyone. But this is life and death. And you're the expert, huh? You're 15, Jason. Yeah, but a pretty smart guy told me if you love someone, you do what's best for them, even when they hate you for it. Together. So we're gonna sit down, you're gonna tell us everything, and we're gonna find a way to get through this. Billy, I'm sorry, but you're gonna be fine. I'm sure someone will be by and... What's going on here? Billy, have you been playing us from the beginning? Okay, I know this looks bad. Like I beat up Billy, which I admit I technically did, but... Pterodactyl! You so better be brainwashed. Actually, I'm not, and I really don't want to fight you again. So maybe just listen to me for 1 second, okay? There's something that I have to do. Something important for all of us. And when that's done, I'm gone. Out of history's way forever. You'll never see me again, I swear. Zordon said Zordon doesn't know what I know. Deet 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 deet. Or, you can trust me. Trust yourself. That's Alpha, which means you've got bigger problems than me. So you can either let a lot of innocent people get hurt trying to stop me, only for me to knock you out and go do what I have to go do anyway. I kind of hate you right now. Fine. Go. I always knew I was the smart one. Take care of yourself. Billy, are you all right? Ouch. Thank God. I really need you to pull it together right now because I got a feeling. We've got monster problems. Jason, you seeing this? Monsters, plural. Need to get downtown. ASAP. You coming? Zach, it's time to go. Trini, you said text before I did something crazy. This is that text. Hey, Billy, you around, man? Where is everyone? Look, I'm going into the city to find the PRs. Kim, if something does happen to me, it won't, but if it does, I love you, heart. Power sword ready! Systems go, Jason! Alright, Rangers, it's game time! Huh, an armadillo with a hammer and a lobster with a mace. You gotta give Rita credit, she's never boring. Clank! Swing and a miss, metal man! Now take your licks as best you can! Look at that, Hammerdillo! We made a friend! Bam! Like a hammer to a nail. This is how you fail. Okay, maybe not the best approach. Do we need to split up? Divide and conquer? Negative. The individual Zords aren't fully repaired from the Grave Zord battle. It's fine. We can handle anything these two throw at us. Metal Man looks wobbly, Crustacean. Indeed he does. Maybe he needs a nap. Fazoom! I'm sorry, baby. I should have gotten to you sooner. Oh. We gotta get you out of here before anyone gets nosy. Oh, wow. Guys, found Evil Ranger with small evil robot. Quick, hurry, now. Failed to send. There we go. Now you're waking up. Oh, no. Oh, no. Ah! Well, this is going to complicate things. Hello, Matthew. Please don't kill me. Please don't. Wait a minute. Relax. I'm the last person who is going to hurt you. You, but what's your real name? I'm sorry. Not telling you the truth was one of the greatest regrets of my life. And you deserve better. Kaboom! Guys, status report. It isn't good. Left arm's unresponsive. Communication's down. I can't contact Zordon or Alpha. Jason, if we stay in this thing, we're gonna get pulverized. I know, Kim, but it might already be too late. Metal Man, fall for... Hey, Lobster Boy. I don't have a funny line. Gah! Rangers, how many times you planning on almost dying this week? You came back, but I thought... Oh no, I'm long gone, but I thought you might need a little help. Thanks, but I don't think we're down for the count. Actually, my friend here can help with that. We need Mega Gravezord power now! Wow, that's cool. Sorry, I can't be there to help in person, but... There's something I have... Excuse me, guys. There's something I have to finish. Yeah! 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 This isn't where you're supposed to be. Tommy Oliver. Look, you don't need to call the cops. I was only grabbing a quick workout while the gym was closed. I'll just go. Yeah, I'm not going to be able to let you do that. Whoa! Flap! Nice shot, Kim. Look, whatever you think I did, the arrow seems a bit much. Yeah! Not sure I could take you in a fair fight, Tommy. Luckily for me, that's not what this is. Okay, can we just stop for 1 second, please? Why are you trying to kill me? I'm not here to kill you, Tommy. I'm giving you a second chance. When the time is right, you'll understand. But where's the arrow? What the heck just happened? Does anyone here know what they're doing? Because I'm just smashing buttons. At least everything's working, kinda. It's like Zordon always says, trust your Zord and they'll never lead you astray. Jason, how'd you do that? I don't know that I did. Did I do it, or was it the Gravezord? You did, but the Gravezord helped. Watch this! Ah! Mega Gravezord, Tiger Attack! Mega Gravezord, Inferno Blaster! Oh, wow, that was just... Wow! Thank you, Kimberly. We couldn't have done... Fzzzack! Guys, I'm getting a weird power reading. Something's... Billy, what happened? Did she teleport away? I don't know. Maybe? I'm sorry, Kim. I honestly don't know what just happened. It looks like Zordon's lost another Ranger. Can't say I'm surprised. My name is Grace Sterling. I'm here to help, so we're gonna have to find a way to trust each other. Ah! Again! Failure after failure! One monster, two monsters, apparently it doesn't matter! Very well, if I finally want to destroy the Power Rangers, I'm going to have to do something I swore I would never do. Well, after today, I think we all deserve a break. And whatever I am, I hope I found what I was looking for. Excuse me, guys, that's wrong. And wherever I am, I hope I found what I was looking for. Is that like a proverb or something? Don't worry, you don't have to change the subject, because I got news. I know, guys, I know everything. I know I'm not special, and that the five of you are, and it's totally cool. Your secret's safe. I just want to hear it from you. Hear what, dude? What are you... Stop lying. Just stop. Every time. The whole time. All of you. Do you have any idea how that feels? I love the five of you. I really do. But if you can't tell me the truth just this once, I swear, I'll walk out that door and never talk to any of you again. So please, somebody just say it. Chapter 13. We're supposed to go to 20. 6 years before arrival day. Y'all think you're gonna defeat me? I'm a dodgeball machine. Boom! Take a seat, Jimmy. Wham! That's two. Good try there, Miles. Bonk! Thunk! Ow! Better go see the nurse, Russ. Peter, watch out for the Zack attack. It's coming. You ready? Don't be scared now. I promise. It will all be over so... Boink! Ow! You're out, Mr. Taylor. What? But who threw that? New kid. Cross court. Nice arm. Mr. Cook! Gotta keep that head on a swivel, Zack attack. I'll put your head on a swivel. What was that? Just complimenting his throw, sir. It was pretty sick. 6 weeks after arrival day. Wow, that spicy root actually got Pudgy to vomit. Super disgusting plan, Trini. At least we got our weapons out of that thing. Too bad we actually have to touch them. Curse you, Power Rangers! Now I'm hungry again! I suppose I'll just have to eat you! Come on, let's finish this porker! Power Axe! Power Bow! Power Daggers! Power Lance! Power Sword! Power Blaster! What? Power Rangers! For Zam! We should really use that weapon more often. I smell bacon. Anyone else hungry? Hey, Rita, it's gonna take more than that to beat the Power Rangers. Why do I have to tell her? Because you're her favorite, Finster. I thought I was her favorite. Why would you be her favorite? Because when she throws things at me, she always misses. He's right, Squat should tell her. That the Pudgy Pig failed? Of course it did. I left it in your incapable hands, and it would seem there is no task you three can't completely mishandle. Your heinousness, if I had more time. Finster, whip up the last of that super special putty mix of yours, and all is forgiven. Babu and Squat, gather your weapons. My next project is ready. Oh, don't tell me. Is it a plague? A genie? A mind control potion? It's a key, my little indigo imbecile. Now I have to simply... Excuse me, we'll try that one again. Now I simply have to fashion the door. Mom, have you seen my yellow sweater? You mean the one you're holding? What? No, my other one. Trini, honey, you have like a dozen. I honestly can't keep track. Never mind, thanks. I'll find something that... isn't repulsive. Your hair is different and you're agonizing over the same color clothing. What's his name? What's whose name? Oh, Mom, no, I just like that sweater. Right, Trini. When you were 7 and you told me that your friend Lady Belvedere, the invisible purple unicorn, ate all our Girl Scout cookies, do you think I believed you back then too? Maybe? You asked me to trust you and give you space, and despite all of my motherly instincts, I am trying. I will say this, though. I love you, and not just because you're my daughter, but because you're smart, you're passionate, and you've got an amazing heart. Mom. So, if you can let this person see that, I'm sure they'll love you for it, and they won't even notice what sweater you're wearing. All right, open your eyes. What do you think? I think it's a car. It is a car, right? It's more than that, Billy. It's a VW bug, just like the one I had when I was your age. It's totally rad. That's one way to describe it. Where'd you get it? Remember that Promethea VR helmet you decided to just throw away all willy-nilly? Well, it turns out it was worth just enough to purchase this bad boy right here. I thought you and I could fix it up, you know, together. I don't really know anything about cars, Dad. Perfect. That makes two of us. But you're the smartest kid I know. If anyone can turn this classic into something special, I know you can. Billy, I'm only certain of two things in this world. The sun rises in the east, and Jason trains in the morning. I know, but Ernie said he hasn't been coming in. In fact, outside of his karate classes, he hardly ever sees him anymore. So you think there's something wrong with Jason? Well, I forgot to do the Spanish homework. Does that count? A little, yeah. Ernie said you stopped training at the juice bar. Is everything all right? Everything's fine. Why wouldn't it be? Because of the training? I'm just working out at home right now. Trying a new program. Saves time. No big deal. Okay, great, but if anything were wrong, you'd be the first to know. Promise. Never has a planet given me so much trouble. I swore I wouldn't step foot on it again until I bent it to my will. Kaboom! But I require a fixed point of spatial convergence, an overlapping of astral planes. And of course it rests on this monstrosity of human distraction. I shall enjoy witnessing its destruction. When the Rangers arrive, do whatever you must to keep them occupied. I have a door to open. And you're going to get her there. How exactly? See, I blindfold Violet later today, drive her around a little bit, and then Alpha teleports the car to Hawaii. Awesome date idea, right? Zach, I admire the creativity, but I think she might see right through you. Well, hey there, stranger. You about done giving us the silent treatment there, buddy? We were really hoping to talk to our friend again someday. Seriously? It's been like 3 weeks, dude. Come on. I told you, Zach, he doesn't want to talk. Believe me, I've tried. But honestly, it's probably better this way. Better? Really? In what way? How about not having to sneak around and lie to him all the time? I'm so over it. It was never going to work. And so what if he hates me? He's safer. We're safer. Everybody wins. Doot doot. Rangers! Alpha has just detected that Rita herself is transported down to the planet. She's attacking a recreation center in Poughkeepsie, New York. I need you all there immediately. Good timing. I kind of feel like punching something. It's morphin' time. Mastodon! Yeah, I think that's right. Mastodon! Pterodactyl! Triceratops! Saber-toothed tiger! Tyrannosaurus! Yeah, that's the way they do it, but it was weird because of that middle panel. Power Rangers, go! You know, Rita, I can forgive you smashing the occasional abandoned building, but a place of cheap, wholesome family fun? So not cool. Well, maybe destroying that creepy clown is okay. The race is over for you, you little... Ah! Goldar! You really shouldn't attack places with a surplus of potentially available weaponry. Your trash talk is improving, B. Now, let's ride! Any ideas why Rita's making a giant floating rock donut? Only really stupid ones. But I do know... This is where we have to stop her! Sorry to interrupt, Rangers. You may have pulverized my pudgy pig, but allow me to introduce... My Mega Putty! I've been saving it for just such an occasion. Destroy! Well, the bigger they are, the harder they... Thunk! Heads up! Ugh! Through Dragon's Eye and Chimera's Roar, I command the Ancients to unlock this door. With fire, water, wind, and rock, the great gatekeepers shall hear this knock. Kathoom! Goldar, guard the palace with your life. For the rest of you, know that when I return, there will be consequences. It actually worked! I'm genuinely surprised. Our mission is complete. Let us depart. Farewell, my beautiful Mega Putty. Guys, that portal's going all super vacuum on us. I already got the families clear. Casualties avoided. Good superheroing, but... What about Jason and Trini? That thing's not letting up. We just need to find something to hold on to. Destroy! Ah, hold on! Trini, whatever is about to happen, just... Boom! Okay. That's not good. What do you think her evilness meant by consequences? She was talking to the Power Rangers, Squat. But what if she wasn't? What if she meant consequences for me, for all of us? What if I'm not her favorite? What if she just has really bad aim?
You're overreacting.
No, when she gets back, Rita's gonna replace, or worse, transform me. I'll be a little lizard she keeps in a jar and forgets to feed. I've failed her too many times.
Or perhaps she's the one who failed us.
And it's time we finally saw the light. Trini! Over here. Oh, my head. I feel like I got pulled through a garden hose. Do you know where we are?
There's something you don't see every day.
Trini, that's not the only thing. Wait, what the? I'm the... But how? I don't understand.
Maybe coming through Rita's portal flipped our powers or something. Otherwise, I've got nothing.
Have you tried morphing again?
Yeah, but...
Saber-tooth tiger!
Didn't work for me either. And Trini, we may want to stop yelling.
I think we're starting to draw a crowd.
Getting interesting, guys. One more book today. Chapter 14.
Why are you here, Mr. Scott? Angel Grove, Karate Academy, 6 years before arrival day.
I don't know. My mom dropped me off. But I don't need karate, man. I already know how to fight. From what your parents described, I wouldn't call what you did to that boy at camp fighting.
Hey, that kid needs to drink more milk. He has little brittle bones or something. It wasn't my fault.
I have a feeling nothing's ever your fault. Maybe I'm just unlucky.
You're not unique, Jason. I've got classes full of kids like you. Out of control, entitled little boys who wouldn't know a real problem if it hit them in the face.
Oh, really? You don't know me. You're a glorified daycare teacher in a strip mall who likes to push around little kids.
I know you're angry. I know you break things, and you don't know why. I know you're scared all the time, and I'm pretty sure you've been told to bury those feelings. But most of all, I know deep down, you think you're worthless. You think you're broken.
I am not!
Thump! I didn't say you were broken, Jason. I said you think you are. And that punch right there proves it. Whatever, man, this is stupid. I'm out of here. If that's what you want, I'm not going to stop you. Walk out that door, and I promise you'll eventually become everything you think you are. Of course, if you stay, you and I might actually find a way for you to deal with your feelings and be in control for once. But only if that's something you want.
Is it, though?
It's the toughest road you'll ever walk. But if you decide to take it, it may turn you into someone who isn't afraid of anything.
Now!
Trini, I don't know what we did to piss those things off! But they definitely don't come in peace. Any ideas or suggestions on how to... Whoa!
Man, you guys are fast.
But are you agile?
Agile, sorry.
Kawam!
Ugh, okay, guess not.
Okay, good doggy. Dinosaur thingies. Maybe you're friendly, just like super curious as to who or what?
Guess not.
Hi-ya! Hi-ya!
That's one down.
Yah! Yah! Thwack!
Whoa. Well, that was unexpectedly effective.
Alpha, it's Trini. I'm broadcasting on multiple frequencies.
Do you copy? Alpha, Zordon, anybody?
Oh man, we're on another planet. I cannot wait to brag to Billy about this when we get back.
You mean if we get back? That portal Rita opened, we could be anywhere.
See those moons? We're probably the first humans to ever lay eyes on.
Trini, relax. We'll be fine, all right?
I'm sure Zordon's got Alpha punching all the buttons on his console right now, trying to track us down.
I'm glad there are only a few 100 billion star systems for him to look through.
Well, then, maybe we can give them a hand or something. Our communicators. Can we link them together? Maybe boost the signal and...
Make a homing beacon. I was literally thinking the same thing.
Great minds. See? When you and I are together, there's nothing we can't do.
They got sucked into a rock donut and then they were just gone.
Zordon, they're okay, right? They didn't get, like, evaporated or whatever.
I'm certain Jason and Trini are just fine. What you're describing is a trans-dimensional gateway. If Rita stepped through it, it's conceivable they are simply wherever she is.
Well, can you trace the path and teleport us to the rescue?
I'm ready to go. Let's do this.
It's not quite that simple, Zack, but Alpha and I have already begun searching. I promise we will find them and bring them back home. In the meantime, we are now without two Power Rangers, meaning...
Which means if there's an attack, Zero Megazord.
Exactly. It's important the three of you stay vigilant. It's possible that this divide and conquer is somehow all part of Rita's strategy.
Yeah, well, that's not gonna work this time. You know, if they're gone too long, people are gonna start asking questions. Then we're gonna need some really creative excuses. Guys, I'm gonna stay here. With 100 billion galaxies to search, I think Alpha might need a hand. Someone actually counted? Good luck, Billy. We've got it covered. Zordon, I didn't want to say it, but mathematically speaking, without knowing their precise coordinates, finding them is...
nearly impossible. Let's just hope that wherever they are, the power will protect them.
We have been waiting a very long time. This city, the one you stand in now, is one of the oldest on this planet. It was built by my ancestors, Kedri slaves, over 10,000 years ago. You may have even seen it being built with your own eyes. Yet here I sit, from slave to master. In the centuries you've been gone, we've fought off so many threats from off-world and on. But with every battle, every victory, the Kedri have grown stronger, and I stand with them. I am the warrior queen, Adriel, high emissary, sovereign of the planet Briel, and the 164th ruler of the Kedri. So tell me, Liberator, why have you returned?
Can't a mother simply look in on her children? Mother, my mother gave me these scars when I took the throne. If you are indeed Rita Repulsa, the destroyer of the Briel, I require proof. Snap.
For Kedri! For Her Majesty!
Clank! Clank! Your loyalty is commendable. Your execution is not.
Threaten me again, Warrior Queen.
Fazam!
And I will return this city to the dust from which it came. Well, you're certainly more skilled than previous imposters, but you'll end up like them all the same. I did not come here to fight you, Your Majesty. I came to request a favor.
I'm trying to finish Stabosaurus Rex.
What is it that you want, Babu?
To see an artist at work. I'm curious, do you know how many worlds your monsters have conquered? How many Rita never even had to step foot on because of you?
I've never bothered to count. I merely create what my Empress commands.
I was just imagining what glorious monsters you could come up with if... perhaps you are the one deciding.
What is it exactly you're suggesting, Babu?
Just that Rita might be stifling you creatively.
Okay, so try and stay with me because this moves fast and furious. The key is stay with the beat.
Hi-ya!
Make every pose one smooth motion.
Ki-ya!
It's not a dance. It's not a fight.
Hi-ya!
It's hip-hop keto.
Alright, so who wants to go first?
Is Sensei Scott coming back soon?
Something's wrong.
After school, I went to get Jason and Trini an extension on their research papers, but Miss Appleby told me they both already uploaded them from the library today.
Today? How's that even possible?
Hey, Zack! Jason ain't gonna be too happy you're turning his fearless warriors into your own dance troupe.
You covering for him the rest of the week?
Oh, yeah. Sorry about the last minute sub. Jason's got, food poisoning. The Angel Grove High cafeteria strikes again.
Really? That's funny, because Jason texted me an hour ago saying he was going to visit a sick aunt. If he's gonna play hooky, you guys might want to get your story straight.
Very smooth.
Text today? What the heck's going on? We gotta talk to Billy.
Wait, what do you mean it wasn't you?
I've been here with Alpha all day running signal sweeps. I didn't upload any paper or text anything, I swear.
Wait a second. If you didn't do it, and we didn't do it, then...
Zordon!
I'm picking up something. It's very long range, very faint, but it might be...
Kiz... In Zord... Can you... Guys... Is... Talk about calling long distance...
They're alive! Oh, thank God! Are you guys okay? Alpha, something's up with your globe. They're the wrong color. Cause it's actually nothing wrong with it. Cause it switched colors when it came through. Cause it can't morph back. Cause it...
Fascinating. I've seen natural phenomenon disrupt the connection to the morphin grid before, but never like this.
Cause I'm certain it...
Oh, that's different. I'm certain it revert back when you return.
Then you can beam us back?
Not yet, cause signal is too cause, but now that can cause.
Zordon, we're losing you, and I think I know why. We've got incoming! They don't look friendly. It's fine, I've got a plan. Keep them in front of you, bottleneck them into one another just like the putties. We can handle this. If you say so, let's go! Yeah! Sheesh, how do you even fight with these things? Back off, you tatted up alien elf pack! Mama's got the big sword now. Oh man, we should really run. Wait, Jason, did you say run? What? No, I heard you say, wait a second. Can you hear my thoughts?
Yep.
So do you have an actual plan or should we run now? Where? That way. Go! Go!
Fire! Fire! If they escape, your lives are forfeit!
You never had a plan, did you? This is the plan. It's just not very good. Keep running. Jason, no. Yes, no, no. Yes, yes. You don't even totally do. Trust me. Ah! This is the worst. Agreed. But Zordon said it's only a matter of time before we break through the interference. Nothing we can do until then. Well, it still sucks. Yeah, so my dad bought me a car? I mean... I'm super grateful, but I'm not sure how safe it is. And it looks like it got kicked down the stairs one too many times, but it's just weird because I know I'm super lucky, but, Kim? He's only hanging out with her to make you jealous. I mean, that's what Zach said anyway. He's just... You want some fries? I want fries. I'm getting fries. You want those extra crispy? I want to be able to play darts with them, Ernie. A woman after my own heart. Kimberly Hart. Man, that will never get old. I had a rumor that you and Football Matt aren't you and Football Matt anymore. Is that for real? Is true love dead? Matt and I broke up. Then he's an even bigger moron than I suspected. And I suspected a lot. So what do you say? Me? Tomorrow night? Anything you want to do? Unless, you know, you're still in mourning. Huh. Anything? You know what? Sure, Skull. Why not? Wait, seriously? You're saying, okay. Kimberly Hart, I swear you'll not regret it. You're certain it's still secure? My army has watched over it day and night for generations. Nothing has ever stepped foot inside. Some of my people actually worship it, pray to it, convinced it holds the secrets of the universe. In a manner of speaking, I suppose it does. Before Rita Repulsa, a Kedri could be crucified for simply looking at a Breel. It is a monument to the salvation of my people. I cannot allow you to enter without me. I had no intention of doing so. In fact, I'll need you and every soldier you can spare. This day is proving to be extremely interesting. We're here. The Temple of Repulsa. If I am accompanying you inside, what is it we're going in to retrieve? Within that temple is a new beginning. And the end of the Power Rangers. Alright, guys. So, that's it for now. We'll be doing 15, 16, and 17 next week. So, look forward to it. I think there's... Yeah, we can still do these. Probably, you know, I try to do the horror-related stuff in October. But... We'll see what happens. You know, we got all kinds of different things that we're going to do in October. So it's going to be a very interesting time for you guys. But any rate, guys, this is the Grim Lord. And we'll see you guys next time on Grimm's Comics Corner. Remember to like and subscribe. And if you want to, you can support the Patreon at Patreon/Grimm's Dungeon of Comics. It helps. All right, guys, I'm out.